It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen to KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is, I wrote Monday, Tuesday, September 7th. But it is Tuesday. It feels like a Monday, but it's Tuesday. It's the start of a short week, which in radio means you're going to get your booty kicked. Because you have to make up for stuff, right? As Don's taking selfies in the studio. We have a special guest in the studio. Everybody's pretty much heard the life and times of Chad Hansen, right?
Yeah, yes.
Or, as I call him now, Chad von Vault. That's his German vault. Name, right, because of the vault, the mm-hmm. famous Toon Force vault. But we have Chad's, I would say, better half, Dawn Hansen, in the studio.
Hello,
she's
hello.
The creator of DawnLovesFood.com. Mm-hmm. You're originally coming in for a different reason, and we don't have to talk about that, but it's just something that kind of came and went, and now it's gone,
mm-hmm.
and now we'll talk about DawnLovesFood.com.
Okay.
So, anyway, I need to talk about this United We Stand rededication ceremony that's for this Saturday, September 11th. Everything starts at 8:30 down at London Bridge Beach Park at the, there's a little avenue of flags over there at the, you know, where the flagpoles are
mm-hmm.
at London Bridge Beach Park. And it's to honor the heroes who died fighting terrorism and those who died on the faithful day of 9/11. 2001. So the 20th anniversary coming up this Saturday. Very important event here in Lake Havasu City. We'll have more on that as the week progresses. And then there's a blood drive this Thursday, September 9th. Do you get blood done?
Actually, I do not.
You do not?
I never have?
I
used to, but I don't anymore my health condition.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. And you didn't have to tell me that.
And there's, but so, we'll talk about
anyway,
that.
I used to, I just don't any. I don't know why. I should just go down and give a double when I have a chance. But this Thursday, September 9th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., room 232, the MIA Lab at Mojave Community College in Kingman. To sign up and donate, it's donors.vitalant.org. Donors.vitalant, VITALANT.org. You can create an account. You can do your interview right there so you don't have to deal with the text for a half hour, you know, and all that stuff. All they'll do after you get there when you do the pre-interview is check your iron count and make sure your blood type is what it is or what you say it is. So that's pretty much it. And check if you have a fever or
mm-hmm.
whatever. So anyway, let's see. We do have sports today. I don't have a schedule in front of me, but if I remember right, it's D-backs at Texas. And it's 6:40 first pitch, and that's on the sports station, 980 AM, 94.3 and 100.5 FM. And then tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., the amateurs return. And that's with, of course, Steve, Bill, Tim, and JBL. So there you have it. That's live here in this studio. Again, on the sports station, KNTR Sports. Welcome to the team. So, Don's here, and we'll have John Hansen, or John Hansen, John Mazden at the bottom of the hour. John Mazden's coming at the bottom of the hour from Connected Computer and Technology, smarter than the average geek, and we'll get the latest and greatest on what's happening in the tech world. You're all over the tech world, by the way. You're tech advancements, you know pretty much. You're pretty advanced for somebody, I would say, our age, as I am. And that kind of led you to creating this website. Don Loves Food. You did create the website. It's not like you hired somebody to do it, right?
No, I bought, it's called a, it was a little bit pre-made. It's a WordPress Genesis. Anyways, I'm not going to get too geeky about it, but I did pay kind of for someone to give me like a blueprint.
Okay.
For, specifically for food bloggers. So sure. There's a lot of things. It was kind of like a fast pass.
A template.
A template, yes. Sure, sure. So then, yes, and then I went in and created what it is today.
You could search for those templates too, WordPress templates, if you don't like what they have to offer. But
And you can go into,
it's how, like, how long have you been doing this?
5 years. I started Don Loves Food 5 years ago.
I always say, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, and then I like the geek part of it. I really got into video.
Right.
Like that's, I mean, you can kind of pick, like, you know, food bloggers. Some food bloggers love photography.
Sure.
Others, you know, make a cookbook. I totally got into video. So that's, I enjoy it quite a bit.
I always say you're the only person I know. Well, I used to have lighting set up in the house. You know, but not a softbox. I had the old school light kit with the halogens, you know, and the barn doors and that. And I still have it tucked away somewhere. But, you've got the softbox, the RE box, if you will.
I do.
In the kitchen.
I do.
Makes for good food shots, though.
I do. It was a little awkward at first, and I'm just like, I'm not going to keep getting this light in and out, and I don't have time. You know, I do this part-time, so it's like I make dinner. I just go over. I take my pictures. I do my thing and, you know, feed Chad, and I'm good to go.
What are you taking the pictures with?
My phone.
Just your iPhone.
My iPhone. I do have a nice, fancy camera. I do have the software. I have, you know, all that stuff. Sure. It's just a time thing. And our phones, the technology with the newer iPhones, I mean, you can really take some amazing pictures and you can do amazing video. Like, I mean, I know that there are other options, but our phones are quite capable.
Oh, they are. It's amazing how the technology has advanced from the time you had to buy, like, say, in video, for example, when you had to buy a $1,200 camera that was new. And that was cheap, you know, and now it's amazing how it's advanced in that. So give me the backstory. Why did you start this website?
I started blogging. There was a lot going on in my life at the time, and I had a lot of health problems. And my doctors were, I asked all of them, like, what can I do to help myself? And the one thing that all of them said, immunologist, pulmonologist, ENT, like I had a lot of respiratory issues. And all of them said the one thing that I could do to help myself would be to eat a non-inflammatory diet. And I'm like,
what does
okay.
that mean?
Exactly. So I was like,
I figured it came down to diet, but what is non-inflammatory?
A non-inflammatory diet. I mean, in a nutshell, like I dove really deep. I'm like, okay, if this is what this is the one thing I can do to help myself, what is it? And I started reading and I read more books and I read more diet books and I read more about inflammation and more about what inflammation is or how it's caused in the body. And then that led me to really ultimately, like if you read all these different diet books like keto or you read
paleo
or you read Whole30 or, you know, all of them or a non-inflammatory diet. There actually is a book, The Non-Inflammatory Diet, but if you look at all of it, it's very much eliminating processed foods, eliminating sugar, eliminating all-purpose flour, like eliminating...
Like bleached flour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like eliminating all of the things that we kind of all know and including more nutrient-dense foods.
A lot of people don't know, though.
Fats and seed, you know, good fats and nuts and seeds, like things that grow out of the ground and then things that eat what grows out of the ground.
I see.
You know, spend more time eating those things and removing the highly processed things that our bodies basically just recognize as sugar. Sugar equals inflammation, pretty much.
So let me ask you this.
I started blogging. I started changing my recipes.
Have you found that foods that are marked organic in the grocery store sometimes aren't what they're advertised? Or they're somewhat organic? How does that work? How do people know that they're getting organic?
That's a whole other radio show talking about that stuff. Organic.
Because that's the important part of non-inflammatory, right? If you're talking about if it's not processed.
It's a component. Well, organic is a component. Organic, and I'm not an expert at this, but in my opinion, organic means that it's been grown a specific way. The soil is tended to in a specific way. It's made mindfully without so much glyphosates, which is Roundup, which is...
Pesticides. Sure.
Well, there are still pesticides used, but it's not the super bad stuff. And there's also the marketing component where everybody's putting organic on everything now. So you still, as a consumer, have to be mindful of what it is. Just because it's an organic pizza... does that really mean it's good for you?
Oh, sure.
Or, you know,
sure.
If it's organic processed, whatever. You know what I mean? Like the organic label.
I do.
You just have to be mindful of the context of it, I think, is more important than the word organic.
It just seems to me like putting organic on something means maybe
one
ingredient is organic. You know?
Maybe so.
But anyway, let's get back to the website.
Yes.
Again, it's donlovesfood.com. If you have a question, call us at 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And you go to the website and you can either submit your email or not.
Yeah.
You could just browse the site.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me, what's Whole30? What are the different components? You have Whole30, Paleo,
right.
And other recipe sections in that.
I do have a couple different. I do cater more towards Whole30, and Whole30 is it's not a diet, but it's an elimination protocol. And when I was reading through all my stuff and I was reading all this stuff, I really got into Whole30 and the community around Whole30. It's basically, it's an elimination protocol where you eliminate 7 or 8 of like the key inflammatory food groups and the food things. Like you eliminate them for 30 days. And it's an experiment. You get how your body feels, and then you reintroduce slowly these different, so you can test. You can test to see how you feel on these things. So most of my food, and then once you're done with your Whole30 and you kind of figure things out, you move into food freedom. You move into kind of like, okay, how am I going to change my life or my food or my lifestyle? And the ingredients, I still cook Whole30 most of the time when I'm at home because it makes me feel good. Most of it's very paleo. It's very much a paleo. It's very, very similar to a paleo diet.
Is it pretty much what people call eating cleaner? That's what a lot of people are trying to do now, right?
Yeah, just nutrient dense, just vegetables, fruits, using the fruit as sweeteners, you know, eating good fats, eating, you know, quality proteins, very much nuts, seeds, like, you know, all that stuff. And then you just kind of recreate those food favorites or your recipes that you used to make, and you just kind of change. You just swap ingredients.
What are some common traps? Like I consider dairy a trap.
A trap, as in like as an inflammatory.
Let's say sugar-free yogurt. You can do sugar-free yogurt, but it's still yogurt. It's still dairy, correct?
Mm-hmm. You mean how?
Which can be tough to process for some people's digestive system.
Dairy is one of those things like. Dairy is really actually a disruptive. It's very disruptive on our bodies. However, cheese is in everything. Most people, like, I love cheese.
Right. And it's a big part of keto, too.
It is a big part of keto. But how do you feel, speaking of keto, how do you feel when you eat? Like, what does cheese make you feel like if you eat too much of it? How does it make you feel?
Well, that's obvious.
It just doesn't make you feel good.
No,
right?
It doesn't make you feel regular.
For sure. It's a big gut disruptor. So
one part cheese equals one part salad is how I look at it. Or two parts salad. You know, just to stay regular. But, kind of getting off the track a little bit, but no, I'm just saying.
That's how we do it when we're around each other talking about food.
Right, and one thing you've always told me is be careful with keto or Whole30 or paleo or vegetarian because you can get bored with it.
you can get really bored with it.
Right.
And you can also get yourself into a situation where you're too restrictive on yourself. And you start, you get bored, or you get too restrictive, like, no, I can't have this, no, I can't have this, no, I can't. And then what do? You completely rebel, and you go to the opposite side of it, and the, I'm eating it all.
I did that yesterday.
Yeah. And
yesterday was a cheat day.
I think we're all, I think that can happen. Like, when you get into a situation where you're so restrictive, like, there has to be a time where you have to kind of reevaluate and be like, okay, what can I reintroduce back into my life? A little bit.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Like, it doesn't have to be this big, like, giant change, but still, you don't want to be bored.
But mine is, do not introduce sugar.
Well, you know, sugar, I mean,
very,
sugar
very,
is...
Very, very, especially processed sugar.
Now, when you started, like, starting being more mindful of reading labels and looking at things, like, it's pretty much, it's an eye-opener to
carbs
see.
Carbs and fiber and added sugars, right.
Added sugar is in everything.
Yes.
Like, to, it's, and then...
Does that include high fructose corn syrup? Is that what they're talking about?
I think so. I mean,
that's the danger zone right there.
When it comes to, like, everybody reads, like, every diet's going to tell you how to read labels differently. Mm-hmm. When it comes to Whole 30 or Paleo, like, if it's got high fructose corn syrup, I'm not eating it. It's not happening.
Or if it's got inflammatory?
Sugar, it's got,
okay.
It's just those, if it's made in a lab to make it more appealing to our palate, because it's going to be sweeter or more salty or more crunchy or more, that's the kind of stuff I think that we as consumers need to be mindful of, because you get hooked.
Sure.
They want you to get hooked on it.
Sure.
So you buy more.
So Don requested the English Beat. I really like this band, and I had forgotten about them because they're such an important part of the 80s, their sound.
Yeah,
and
baby.
I always loved this song, Save It For Later, by the English Beat.
Yeah.
And we'll be back with more. I want to talk about there's not really advertisers on your site, but you do feature different like books or recipes or that sort of thing. And you have had outside interest from other distributors, correct?
You mean
distributors of different products,
have they sent me stuff and have I sampled
bone broth is the big thing now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about that when we come back.
Okay.
I'm Paul Lavoie with Don Hansen from DonLovesFood.com. That's right. It's a locally Havasu originated website, believe it or not. Right.
Well, it did start in California.
Well, but it's maintained
here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul Lavoie. We're going to talk more food when we come back, and we'll talk about computers a little later on in the show with John Masden. Stay with us on Speak Out. I know what radio station you listen to in Southern California, right?
Right.
KROQ girl.
K-Rock.
Right. That's all the new wave, right? Or was.
Yeah, well, used to, yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day, it was like, you only listened to K-Rock.
Back in the day.
Or KNAC, that was like, you know, the headbangers. Like, it was between K-Rock and KNAC for me.
Oh, I got you. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, also Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Horizon Community Bank, and by Thane O'Brien with Spot On, a company that helps with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane, 928-706-2784, or send an email to tobryan@spoton.com. That's T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. And, of course, Mojave Mortgage. You've got your Mojave Mortgage swag on
today.
I do.
I was doing some business this morning before we came here.
I was at the dog park yesterday with a friend and had my Mojave Mortgage hat on.
Nice.
Because it was so early that I was representing. I didn't want to have to, you know, jump in the shower, do the whole hair thing and product.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? Mojave Mortgage is going to be my product today.
Yes.
So there you go. All right, we're back on Speak Out with Don Hansen, creator for DonLovesFood.com. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And I'm going to give a little shout-out to, because a lot of people are getting referred to that little local place called Paleo to Go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yes, and I was going to talk about them. They're great.
Really?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I have used Paleo to Go I do try and meal prep. And I do try and cook, but sometimes, you know, you have a full-time life. Sometimes you need a little help. And Paleo to Go, you text. There's a number that you can text, and they will send you a menu of what's available, what they're cooking that week. And you pick it up on Tuesday. And I believe their meals are between $9, $10, and $11, like breakfasts. They do breakfasts and lunches, and they have usually 5 or 6 different choices. And their food's great. And it's paleo, and they give you the exact ingredients. I mean, there's like maybe 5 to 6 ingredients, very simple stuff. Ground beef, vegetables, chicken, just real easy stuff. And then, if you want to spice it up or you want to add a little salad to it or you want to do something, zhuzh it up a little bit. Most things freeze really well. And the stuff that's more like veggie dense, and I freeze it because like sometimes we don't eat it in time.
Right.
I'll make a soup out of it. I'll just add some bone broth to it and make it into a soup.
There
so I really like Paleo to Go. I fully endorse them. They're awesome. And I'm not getting paid for this, but I really like them.
It's a good segue, though, because you do have paid partnerships. You do have manufacturers or distributors that contact you.
You can absolutely
because of your
do
website.
That.
Is that right?
You can absolutely do that, and you can go after something like that. Typically, when it comes to food blogging and stuff, you, as a food blogger, kind of have to go after those accounts and – if you want to go with like a big account or get paid for it, et cetera.
Are they doing this to promote product in the recipes that you're doing?
Yeah. They can say like, hey, we see that you, there's a company that I really like Redmond Real Salt, for example. Redmond Real Salt is the only salt I use. And it is large in part due to, number one, it's the only salt mine in the United States. It's outside of Heber City in Utah. And it's highly mineral. It's really mineral dense, and you only need a little bit of it. And it's delightful, and it's delicious. So I use Redmond Real Salt. That would be a perfect segue, to I could contact them and say, hey, hi, I really like your stuff. I use it all the time. And I think also when it comes to your followers or your community that you've created, like you kind of have to be mindful of that, too, because you don't want to look like a big old sellout and just, like, going to every company and saying, like, hey, I've got this stuff, and, like, pulling, like, a Kardashian kind of thing. Like, that's not my jam. I want to be 100% confident that whatever I'm telling someone that I use, like I literally use it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then, you can get paid from that stuff. And then there's also like if some people have ads on their website, I'm more into the user experience. So I don't really like the ads that pop up. And what happens too is because I have Google thinks I'm a diet website, I get every diet ad.
Right.
And that's not, so I don't have ads on there either.
Okay,
it's just real easy.
We just have a little bit of time here. So when you log in and
you can go to my website.
You either do your email for updates or you don't.
Yes.
You can bypass all that.
Yes.
You can say no thanks.
You can find me on social media too a lot more. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Don Loves Food. And that's like, I'm on there cooking. I'm out and about in Lake Havasu.
Sure.
That's more where you'll find me on a regular basis. And then I do have the recipe index on the website for you with all the different stuff I've made over the years that I've converted, like some of those favorites that I've converted to more health-minded ingredients.
Like the best dinner salad ever. I can attest to that.
Okay,
so
the secret
anyway,
to the salads
you get
is
to
salt.
You get to the first page, and like right now, there's roasted and raw veggie salsa on there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the recipe of the week, the month? How does that work?
That was actually just a recipe I did about a month ago. To be honest, I haven't been as consistent with the recipes and putting them out on a consistent basis.
I bet you will be now.
I will be now. Thank you. Yes, I will. I'm working on it. My next recipe that I'm going to be putting up is going to be a loco moco, like a paleo loco moco. Because now we're getting into fall, so we're getting into
loco
like
moco.
Gravy, like I've mastered.
But what kind of
gravy.
Rice? Are you talking about cauliflower
rice?
All right.
Mm-hmm. And then you.
I'm going to try
them,
that.
Mm-hmm. That'll be coming real soon, folks.
So I've got some cauliflower crumbles. Is that where you start with cauliflower rice?
You mean, is it raw?
Yes.
And like it's been riced
yes.
or crumbled?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like
exactly.
It's like your Green Giant in a bag,
mm-hmm.
cauliflower crumbles.
Yes, that's where you start. I'm not a big fan of frozen cauliflower
okay.
rice. It's
right.
like soupy.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work for like to bake it like at 425. With some salt and a little bit of oil.
Well, I'm looking forward
that's
to that recipe because I love loco moco.
Okay.
Or moco moco.
You can
moco.
Test it. You
Did
can
I
come
just
over.
Say it backwards?
You can come over for dinner.
I usually say it backwards.
Loco moco.
It's my favorite Hawaiian dish. Let's
yes.
put it that way.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a short break. And
thanks for having me.
I was thinking of Modern English. You said the English beat.
Yeah.
But this is my favorite song by Modern English.
Ew.
Melt With You.
Okay.
From the movie Valley Girl with Nicolas Cage.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes.
I love that movie. You probably talked like that back in the day, right?
Oh, my God.
I thought so.
What are you talking about? No?
Like, for sure.
Like, no way.
I love it. Don Hanson here, creator of DonLovesFood.com. And I'm cracking up now. We need to use you for a commercial. Definitely. Back with more in a moment. We'll have John Masden from Connected Computer and Technology, smarter than the average geek. Back with more in a moment. And check it out, folks. DonLovesFood.com. Mm. Maintained recipes are homegrown right here in Lake Havasu City. Right?
Thanks. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm going to have you back.
Okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah, after I try that.
The loco moco.
Loco moco. I would say moco loco.
I'm also working on the gravy. It's gravy season, folks.
All right.
I'm going to be working on gravy and Thanksgiving goodies and stuff like that.
Nice. And that'll be up on the site.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Sometimes when you get a song in your head and you just can't get it out, it's called a, what do you call that, John? A mealworm or?
A ditto.
It's a ditto?
Yeah.
You call it a ditto?
Play it again, ditto.
Oh, okay. It's a ditto. I always call it a, an earwig. That's it.
Yes.
That's it, an earwig or an earworm. Yeah. And I can't get the song out of my head. It's from the movie Valley Girl. And we had Dawn in here doing her best Valley Girl impression because I think she used to be one. It was a pretty good impression. So.
Totally.
Nice job. Good touch. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College. Also, GDK, CPA, LLC, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, Herbs Herbs over on Main Street, Lake Havasu City, SunPower by Esme Electric, Bobby Lewis and the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with Julie Lewis, Brian Vesley, and Lori Rule. And, of course, Connected Computer and Technology, smarter than the average geek.
That's right. We are smarter than the average geek.
And you've been a sponsor. Oh, my goodness. If we're in our 21st year, you've been a sponsor for 21 years.
Yes.
So, yeah.
This is year number 24 for me.
On Speak Out?
No.
Oh, in business.
In business.
In business. Wow. That's... Are you still at the original location for Connected Computer?
No, we moved a couple of times,
mm-hmm.
and we got a deal on a building.
Same phone number, though, 680-0041.
Yes.
Ha! Right off the top of my head, too, huh?
That's good.
Was I looking at notes? No.
No.
Because I didn't write it down. All right, so John Masden's here, been here forever. And while John's here, I might as well give a school district shout-out because they're looking for... substitutes for support positions and teaching positions at the Lake Havasu Unified School District. You can call Viviana Rowe, 928-505-6901. And the district is also looking for reliable, hardworking community members to safely transport students. There are currently 3 full-time bus driver openings. 3 openings.
Yes.
And 3 activity driver openings. So a total of 6 either full or part-time jobs. No CDL, no problem. On-the-job training provided to meet all licensing requirements. Full-time positions include benefits and retirement. Call Bobby looks like Kieran's.
Yes.
At 928-505-6960. See, I couldn't have got through that without you.
Yeah.
Couldn't have gotten through that without you because of the pronunciation on the name. I almost said Kierns, but it's Kierns.
It's Kierns.
Kierns. Very good. All right. John's here, of course, Connected Computer and Technology. We've talked about managed services in the past.
Yes.
But it's something that you like to stress.
I like to stress it because it's good for the end user. What we do is we put things to monitor your computer on it. We also put antivirus on and everything that people run into that they bring us a computer we can now fix before it goes bad. And computers do go bad. I had a guy today that called me from Havasu who needed help with his QuickBooks.
Okay.
Because he couldn't open up his file anymore.
Interesting.
And I got on there and it wasn't something you could fix over the phone.
So was that a software issue or a hardware issue?
Password.
A password issue.
He forgot the password to open the file.
Oh, my goodness. And that's common with not just QuickBooks, but just about any. What if you forget your password to open your Windows? Like if you have separate Windows profiles.
Yes.
Right? What if you forget your password there?
Come see us. We've got a tool that will break it.
You have a tool that will unlock a frozen password?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, we have to have the right utilities to work on computers, and sometimes people lose their passwords.
So does it actually unlock it, or does it just go to the process of creating a new one?
What it does is it unlocks what's there by erasing the password.
And did it do the same for you in QuickBooks then, too?
On QuickBooks, the guy had to wait for a code to come in from QuickBooks.
Oh, right, right, right. And it's either by phone or by email.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good thing to talk about right there, because I always wonder what would happen, let's say, I know my banking passwords, for example, and they're linked to my cell phone. What happens if you get a new cell number, though?
Then you've got to relink the accounts.
But that's what I'm saying, though. What if you forgot the password because, let's say, you're using fingerprint verification or something like that. You haven't put your password in say, 60 tries.
At that point, you're out of luck. You got to call the bank.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you would have to take the long way on that one. But so for managed services, did you do all that for QuickBooks remotely?
We were able to do it remotely, yes.
I always think of managed services as remote.
Yes. Managed services will get you remote, but it also lets us know when you've got a trouble with your computer. So for instance, hard drives. Everybody's always upset when they lose their hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
But before you lose your hard drive, it reports to Windows and says, I'm about to die. And so when that happens, then it goes into the log, and it sends us an email saying, hey, wait a minute, this thing is about to happen.
When it says it's about to die, you mean it's reporting bad sectors on the hard drive?
Yes.
Or it just knows?
It just knows because the hard drive has told it. And then when that happens, we can call you ahead of time, get your computer into our shop, and get a new hard drive in there before you lose everything.
Because a lot of people don't realize it, but this electronic item that you're using has moving parts.
Yes, lots of them.
And scratch discs, right?
Yes.
It actually has almost like a stylus that scratches the hard drive for data.
It depends what hard drive you're using, but yes.
I gotcha.
The newer hard drives, the SSDs, they use static memory to record stuff in.
They use what kind of memory?
Static memory.
Okay, static memory. Okay.
And so what it does is it stores it in the box still, but there's no moving part.
Okay. So when people, let's say they pick up a program and it asks them for 16-bit or 32-bit or now 64-bit?
64-bit's the best one to get.
The best one, but does it work with everything?
No.
That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
So what's a good example? Like it won't work with some people are still using Windows 7, obviously.
Well, when you get Windows loaded on your machine, you can choose between 32 and 64-bit operating systems.
When you install?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. How important are backups, John?
Backups are hugely important. My company, just last week, we had to do a restore from our backup. 500 gigs of information disappeared. like that.
This is your company's information?
Yes.
My goodness.
We got it all back because we back it up.
Right, right, right. And what's the best thing to back up to?
We have two ways we back up. One is to an external hard drive. So we have another hard drive that we attach to the machine as a backup. And then on top of that, we also have a cloud backup. So we push out to the cloud.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And so we got all of our information back from the cloud.
A lot of people now are doing instant backups, as I call them. They'll, as soon as they change something in a Word file, they'll back it up right to a thumb drive, for example.
Right.
Smart?
It is smart to have something in the way.
Right.
And having that fallback point that you can have somebody come in and help you with restoring the information, that's the smart way to do anything.
Okay, that makes sense. You wanted to talk a little bit about iWallet and that.
iWallet is going to change a lot.
You know, I did a story on that on our state news today. And Arizona and Georgia are the first two states to approve your identification from the motor vehicle department
yes.
to be stored on your iWallet and be shown from your iWallet.
Yes. It's going to make it more convenient for you because you don't have to carry it in your wallet anymore.
But is that available? Is that version of iWallet? This is iOS 15. I'm an Android guy. Is that available now?
Not yet. We're only on 14.
Okay. When is that coming out?
Soon. Whenever Apple gets around to it.
That's funny. Are they typically in October, you know, the start of the stock season, that sort of thing?
They adopt things in September. Normally they're available in October or November.
Okay. I know they used to do their annual Apple, what do they call that? The annual meeting?
Yes.
For Apple is usually in August, WWD. September, right? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
What's WWD?
I don't know.
Oh, that's just what they call it?
That's what they call it.
Really? Have you ever been to anything like that, John?
No, I haven't. I wish I would go.
Watch it on TV or online?
I've read about it.
Okay.
I haven't been able to attend in person. But with a company here in town, it makes it very hard to be both places at once.
Right. You're an Apple guy, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
Why am I an Apple guy?
Yeah.
Because when I was in high school here, we learned all of our stuff on Apples. That was the most common computer back in the day. And what happened was the PC came out, and once I was out of high school, and the PC took over everything.
And both had the graphic user interface, the GUI as they
yes.
call it, but Apple started that.
No.
They did not? IBM did?
No, it wasn't IBM either.
Oh.
It was another company that started it.
Oh, okay. Okay. But it wasn't Bill Gates then?
No.
Okay.
Bill Gates changed it. Apple changed it. It was trying to think of the company. I'm not remembering it.
Right.
But that company made it and then let it go. And everybody else took it over.
You know, when you can always tell when you get on a computer, even a Windows computer that I use, because I do the old Apple thing and put the toolbar on the top.
Yes.
I don't know. Do you do the same thing?
Yes.
I figured you did. It's just easier to work that way for me. It's left to right, top to bottom, right?
Yes.
So that's how they designed it. So that when we're talking about, are you going to have to work through DMV to get your stuff on the iWallet? Is that how that's going to work?
I think so.
Okay. You can't just take a picture of your driver's license and put it on your computer.
I wish I could do that with anything.
Yeah. You could do it with your vaccine card, I guess, right?
Yes.
And just to show that. But what are you featuring now at Connected Computer and Technology besides managed services?
We build computers and have for years. So if you need a new computer, you can come see us. We keep laptops in stock. We keep printers in stock. We keep tower computers in stock, and we also keep all the parts for all of those things in stock.
Right. What about backups? Not data backups, but I'm talking about universal power supply. How important is that?
That can be very important if you're in a business. And there is a difference between how a business needs to run and how a home needs to run.
Okay. But I found, John, I have an old Mac. It's an iMac. that still works, and I've always used a universal power supply with it, and I have a feeling it's a power conditioner, isn't it?
Well, it's not a power conditioner as much as it is a Bauer filter.
Okay.
So if something comes in that's too hot, it cuts it down. If it's not enough, it pushes it up.
Right, right. Yeah, I knew someone who, we shared the office, a home office, and he didn't use the UPS, and I did. And thunderstorm one night blew out his modem.
Yes.
The telephone, back in the day when we used modems.
I went to go see a customer the other day who lost their Suddenlink modem through a thunderstorm.
Oh, I bet they did. Yeah.
And I went up there to look at it, and all I had to do was call Suddenlink to get them a new one.
Nice. Now if it's equipment that, like, I bought equipment from you.
Yes.
To get better, what is that called? More bandwidth.
Yes.
Instead of the regulated bandwidth through the Suddenlink modem. That's something, if you're going to invest in your own equipment like that, you probably want to use the universal power supply also.
Yes. That's a good idea.
All right. Cool. Let's see. What else are you guys doing over there?
Just to back you up, everything in my office is on UPS.
Okay.
I own a business that I invested in the right UPSs.
Okay.
So when we lose power, we don't lose to everything.
Right. So on the managed services end, though, you can go right from your office into somebody's computer.
Yes.
And that's how it works.
That's part of how it works, yes.
Okay. Tell me the other part.
The part is it reports to us all the problems that happen with your computer. And if it's an actual bad problem, we can go in with you at that point. We'll call you up and good on remotely and see what's right and wrong with your computer.
How many times a month is something like that?
Hundreds.
What?
I can show you tickets.
No, you're not logging into somebody's computer hundreds of times a month, though.
No. No, but we get tickets.
To manage. Okay.
So if I get a ticket from a company on their server or on their computer, we can take a look at it, analyze what's going on, and decide whether or not it's a problem or not.
Oh, okay. Okay. And then are you using, are people still using virus protection, or is it just a good idea to use Windows Defender?
We use antivirus.
Right. But, I mean, Windows has its own virus protection too, correct?
It does, but it's not as good as what we can give you.
Do those two pieces of software compete?
No.
They can run side by side?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we actually use a company called Bitdefender because it's the most successful at removing a virus.
Right, right. What's the best way? I mean, there's virus removal, but it's already in your computer. What's the best way to keep it out, period? Besides not being online.
Well, you need to have an antivirus, mm-hmm. and you need to be smart about what you click on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't click on links that end in RU.
Yes.
It's probably a good idea. John, great segment, great tips. And we talked, of course, about managed services, backups, a little bit about iWallet. If you're an Apple user, watch for that. You'll be able to store your ID, believe it or not, on your phone or your iWatch or Apple Watch.
Yes.
It's not an iWatch, right?
iWatch.
Is it an iWatch or an Apple Watch?
It's an Apple iWatch.
It's an Apple. Okay. I told you I'm an Android guy. I'm totally out of my field when it comes to Apple. All right. Back with more in a moment. John Masden, great job.
Thank you.
As always, from Connected Computer and Technology, Smarter Than the Average Geek, 680-0041. And we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, welcome back to Speak Out. On tomorrow's show, Nikki Nickel from the Havasu Chamber of Commerce. And we'll have a representative from Esme Electric. On Thursday, Brian Springberg will be in the studio. And on Friday, of course, District 5 County Supervisor Ron Gould. All right, there's a military and veteran women's expo presented by the Arizona Department of Veterans Services. No cost child care, benefits. There'll be networking, resources, activities, and raffles. It's at Mojave Community College in Lake Havasu City on September 25th. And that is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can register online or just email azwomenvets@azdvs.gov for more information, and they'll send you the link. Okay. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Hannity is next, preceded by Fox News. Have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.